How creation, evolution, and Big Bang interconnect. Ego needs to understand. As ego understands, it knows. As it knows for itself, it becomes familiar. Once it is familiar, it can say yes. Yes, let's do it. Yes, let's go ahead. Yes, let's give it all we've got. Yes, let's. So let's put together some of the biggest jigsaw puzzle pieces of all time and notice how they fit. For as long as anyone's ego is attached, steadfastly, stubbornly, refusing to let go of an idea, we can't move. This is a big story, so take a deep breath and sit down. Evolution and creation and Big Bang theories coexist. They are not enemies. They are not warring. They do not discredit each other. They complement. Let's first string them in the order of their natural succession. Creation, Big Bang, evolution. There. Now we've got an actual map. With this, let me share a highly abridged story of how they all came to be. Creation was and is the expansion of God, Source, Creator, Great Spirit, from the inclusivity of the One to an extrapolation through time as manifest creations within the One. As Commission One Ego knows it, creation is the manifestation of non-form into form. Big Bang was the moment of explosion of this original creation energy, that of the whole that was commissioned out of which to create the creation, from the cosmic umbilical cord through which it traveled, stepped down vibrationally, devolved from God out into third dimensionality, what would become space and time. As Commission One Ego knows it, Big Bang affected the first monumental dispersal of creation energy. Evolution is the gradual reversal home, remember Adam's rib, of this creation energy as it begins to step up vibrationally throughout cosmic, planetary, and species history, becoming more and more evolved. As Commission One Ego knows it, evolution is the natural process via which it gained its perceived mastery over the dominion of physical creation. There is a monumental fourth step in this great four-step ladder. We might call it ascension. It is the next quantum leap, the one in which creation energy Big Bangs itself home through the cosmic umbilical cord and into the Creator from whence it was born. This is akin to the return trajectory of a boomerang into its thrower's hand. This is the fourth step, the threshold upon which we now stand. This fourth step, as we successfully take it, will dissolve God's sadness for now and forever. It will effectively lift us out of and beyond the terrifying question of, will we survive? This survival of the fittest quotient is what reigns in the realm of evolution. This fourth step will lift us above that step on the ladder, wherein the option of our species extinction now lies. As we pass safely from the domain of evolution into that of ascension, the former rules fade and cease to apply. They are no longer the dominant matrix. New physics emerge. New thought is born into the mind. New light is perceived inside of the soul. and ascension becomes our predominant paradigm. Creation and Big Bang and evolution and ascension, these are sister steps upon our great map. They coexist in a mighty master plan, a plan that was born of divine consciousness before any of us were alive, a plan that is built upon these four foundations. Four, the sacred building number of the universe. Three steps complete, beginning now. Four.